healing the paralytic. Matthew 9. No, skipped one. Healing the centurion's servant. That's a good one. You remember the centurion that came to him? My servant is sick. You know, Jesus did do a lot of kind of preaching there because he talked about, man, I've never seen faith like this. But that was all teaching the crowd. Many will come, Abraham, Isaac, many will come and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but the children of the kingdom will be cast into outer darkness. In other words, the children that were the original, much of the Jewish nation that has rejected me, they'll be cast. He did say quite a bit there, but when it got to where he was going to heal that centurion servant, you know what he said? Go, let it be done for you according to your faith. Never prayed for the man, just said go. He's healed. Healing of a paralytic. This is number 10. This is in Matthew 9 and Mark 2 and in Luke 5. There was a large crowd gathered around the house of Jesus. You remember when it was so, people were so thick in there, they couldn't get in? And what did they do? They let down the man from the roof. To start with, all he said was, son, your sins are forgiven. And then they got mad about that, and he goes, okay, so to show you that I've got power to do what I'm wanting to show you, I say to you, he said this, I say to you, stand up, get off of your bed, take your bed and go home. He never prayed for nobody. All he did was give directives, like a king. Never prayed for anybody for sickness.
Well, he said, Peter, I've prayed for you, that Satan sift you not.
He prayed for Peter, but he never prayed for anybody for sickness, disease, casting out devils, changing natural elements. Why? Because that is the will of God. T.L. Osborne said this. I made this note. Thank you, Gary, for giving us these notes. He did this in a PDF several weeks ago. Where is that? Okay, show me, Lord. I've got it here. T.L. Osborne, one of the greatest notable miracle workers that has ever been. Hundreds of thousands of people healed through he and Daisy, their ministry. T.L. would say this. This was a quote. This is in a PDF that Gary presented not long ago. It's called Good Quotes or Famous Quotes. But this one, I love this one. He said, you should never ask God to do what he has said he's already done. And you should never ask God to do what he has told you to do. When you're standing there fixing to talk to God about healing somebody, you're wasting your time and his. You're just blowing smoke. You ain't doing nothing yet. And then when you ask him, when he's giving you a directive to go do something, and then you start talking to him about it, don't ask him to do something he's already done. This is why the words of a king, this is why Jesus, he knew what his Father's will was, and all he did when he met every situation is he just spoke the word of a king. Hallelujah. We're doing good. The healing of a withered hand, Matthew 12 and Mark 3. In the synagogue, Jesus, that he entered, and a man there had a withered hand. He had a withered hand. And of course, the Pharisees, you know, they were there. The religious leader says it's unlawful to heal him on the Sabbath day, blah, 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 blah. And all that Jesus did to heal that hand, what did he do to heal that hand? He just said this, stretch forth your hand. And he stretched forth his hand, and it was healed. Are you getting the picture? Jesus never prayed for anybody to be healed. Well, that's Jesus. No, you're kings and priests. The only difference between you and him, the only thing you got to tag is three little words. Act just like this. Don't pray. Pronounce. make a judgment and do it, speak it. The only difference that you got to do, other than what Jesus, you just got to do three little words: in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just that's the only tag. That's the only thing that separates you. Act like this. Do this. Stop praying and make judgments. You're wasting your time to stand there and, Lord, Lord, just touch him right now. Touch him right. He said, I've already touched him. The judge, it's already been written. I healed him. You're supposed to step up and say, you're healed in Jesus' name. I'm a king from heaven. And I'm telling you, get up in Jesus' name. The only thing I got to tag to it is in Jesus' name. Now, have you seen yet where Jesus has prayed for anybody? All he's done is step up and make words of pronouncements. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm going to run. Don't think I won't. I can do it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Where was I? He's healing the, okay. Withered hand, healing the leper, raising, okay. Healing the withered hand, okay. Raising the widow's son. He got to the gate Nain one day. Number 12. This is in Luke 7. When he got to the gate Nain, that's the city Nain, there was a funeral procession walking by, and there was a young man who was the only son of his mother in the coffin, already in the coffin. And Jesus stopped it. And you know, all this is what changed the whole situation. No prayer changed it. No prayer. A directive. Prayers and directives are totally different. You got to understand. Do you think a prayer is a directive is a prayer? That's not. He's not talking to God. He already knows what God's will is. He's just exercising the directive. All he did to change the whole thing was to say, young man, I say, get up, rise. And he went on. He didn't say, let's all gather here. We're going to pray to God. God, raise this man. He just said, get up. Well, that's Jesus. No. You tag three words to it. Anything that he said you can do, just tag in Jesus' name. That's all. Calming the storm. When he calmed the storm in Matthew 8, did I give you the... That was Luke 7 on the raising of the widow's son. Matthew 8, Mark 4, and Luke 8 is the calming the stormy sea. You know what he did to calm the stormy sea? Well, he prayed to God. No, he didn't. He just said, peace be still. He ain't prayed to God about changing any of this stuff. Pastor, man. He just took the directive and did it. Hallelujah. Healing the demoniac. The Gazarene demoniac. Now that boy was in bad shape. He had a legion of devils. A legion's bad. You and I, no, not you and I, because we're past that. In former Christian life, you'd get a mood and blame it on all kind of stuff. Or get depressed and blame it on all kind of stuff. When it was a ding-dong devil. And all Jesus did for a man that had thousands of devils, thousands, thousands, a legion is thousands. Now, I don't know how, we won't get into that. How can thousands of devils get in somebody's brain? That's got to be tormenting. Well, they said that he would run nude through the mountains, living in graveyards. They caught him several times. They caught him. The men of the village had caught him several times. You know, it's like, we got to do something about this. Our kids, I mean, they're terrorized. This streaker comes by screaming like bloody murder. So they caught him 3 or 4 times. It said they had chained him at different times, and they changed him. And he was so demented that he would break the chains. I mean, the guy probably was just maybe a buck 25. He wasn't eating good. He wasn't nourished good. He was just demonic. He was so possessed. And the whole thing that changed that, the whole prayer, the shortest exorcism that has ever been, Jesus said one big word, G-O. If you get home, read it. It's in Matthew 8, it's in Mark 5, and it's in Luke 8. And one word, go, a directive, not a prayer, a directive, as a king said, go. And all of them. Why do you think people scream and cry bloody murder when, see, some of y'all, y'all ain't been around the power yet. We get around the power and we exercise the power, some devils are coming out. Hallelujah. Out of the world, we're going to bring them in here. The devils are going to come in. You're not going to be, oh God, oh, I hope he don't follow me home. I hope he don't get on me. I hope he don't. Jesus, please, for God's sake, do you not know that you are a king? Well, I've been doing some stuff a king shouldn't be doing. Well, just right there where you're at, right there, get under the blood and say, okay, I'm going to act like I am going to be who I am. If that bothers you. And really, you still got more authority than what you'll ever realize, even in your weakest moment. But why did them, Jesus said, if I by the Holy Ghost, which is the finger of God, cast out devils, those things don't go because words. The Spirit of God reaches into them and drags them out. That they're kicking and screaming because it's hurting them. The God that loves you hates them. No, his lights went out. Now, there is a godly, the hate. God hates the devil. Do you understand that? Well, God loves it. No, God's done made judgment on him. It's over for him. He run his gamut. His days are over. And he drags that thing out, but 6,000 is, I think it was a legion, thousands of devils, and he didn't stand there. This bothers me a little bit. When people go into, I curse the lower right lumbar of the left side and the on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Huh? It's not right. I've done it before in the past. In times gone by, well, get specific. Find, okay, he's our prototype. Find where he did that. All he did was, he didn't say, y'all get this boy, and we're going to talk to him a few minutes. And you can't build faith in non-Christians. I can talk to y'all, and y'all's faith can be built up, but you can't preach to non-Christians. They don't have no spirit for their faith to be built up. So don't say, well, we need to teach them the Word of God, and then we're going, they can't be taught the Word of God. They're dead. All you can do is say, G-O, go! Say it. Thank you. Go. Okay. Has he prayed for anybody yet? Healing of a woman with an internal bleeding. Now, he didn't even pray for her. You know, that's the woman that touched the hem of his garment. He didn't even pray for her. But then after she told him it was her that did it, he just said, and this is in Matthew 9, Luke, Mark 5, and Luke 8. All he says, daughter, your faith's made you whole. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. 16, the raising of, you know, he was on his way to Jairus' house. His house. His daughter was dead. Or she was sick, and then in the middle of his processional, they come and said, she's died. He got there, and then he said, don't cry. I'm paraphrasing. She's just asleep, and they laughed at him. They laughed at him. And do you know what he did? Now, you can search it for yourself. I gave you the scriptures, right? No, Matthew 9, Mark 5, Luke 8. You can search those later if you like. All he said to change that whole thing, he didn't pray for it all. He gave a directive. Little girl, get up. That's all. If you break it down in our vernacular, out of the Greek, he just said, or Aramaic, little girl, get up. Hallelujah. Two blind men in Matthew 9. Two blind men were following, crying aloudly, have mercy on us, son of David. All he did was to change that whole situation. He said, according to your faith, let it be done unto you. He gave a directive. In Matthew 9, the healing of a mute demoniac, all it says there is that Jesus cast him out, and when he cast him out, the mute spoke, and the crowds were amazed. 19, the healing of a 38-year invalid. For 38 years, he had been lying by the pool of Bethesda. And all Jesus did to change that whole thing was one directive. He said, stand up, take up your mat, and walk. He didn't talk to God about it. He didn't pray for the man. He just gave a directive. Are you getting it? I know you are, but it's really good to see all this proof. These are all the miracles of Christ. I'm giving you basically all the miracles. The feeding of the 5,000 men and their families. Do you know all he did for that? He did bless it. He broke it and blessed it. He thanked God for it. Thank you. That's the closest. And the only other closest time you'll ever see him talking to God prior to a healing was when he talked to God prior to raising Lazarus. But he didn't even talk to him about healing Lazarus. He just said, I thank you. And he said that you hear me. And he said, the only reason why I'm saying that is because all these people. So you'll know. They'll know. In other words, I wouldn't even say that. Unless for that, you know, it's you. I want a witness for them, Lord. All he said to feed the 5,000 was, give them to eat. He just said, give it, and he broke it. Broke it and gave it to his. And you know, the miracle took place. He didn't sit there and break enough bread for 20,000 people. He didn't do that. He'd have been there for 6 months. He broke it, and as everybody took a piece, it multiplied in their hands. Hallelujah. He gave it to the apostles, and it broke and multiplied in their hands. 21, walking on water. Now, he walked on water, Matthew 14, Mark 6, and John 6. And when Peter saw him walking on the water, he said, Lord, if it be you, bid me come. And he goes, okay. Like Dave says, he looked at himself and said, it's me. I think I'm myself. But all he did was to empower Peter was he said, come. Hallelujah. 22, miraculous healing of many people in Gennesaret. In that miracle in Mark, in Matthew 14, and those miracles in Matthew 14 and Mark 6, you know, that's when he crossed over the Sea of Gennesaret. That's the Sea of Galilee, basically. And they begged him to touch him. It doesn't say anything about necessarily him saying anything or giving directives and certainly not praying for them. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. Hallelujah. And that's in Mark 6. Makes you think maybe, and this is pretty chronological. It's very possible that the word had already got out about the healing of the woman. So they begin to know. Verse 23rd, healing of a demoniac girl. And that's in Matthew 15 and Mark 7. That's where the Syrophoenician woman comes, and she talks, and she's a Gentile, and Lord, can, and he said no, and she gave him that great word, yes, but even the dogs get to eat the crumbs that fall from, because my daughter, you know, falls from the master's table, because my daughter's grievously vexed with a devil, and he doesn't say, okay, well, I'll pray for her. All he does is this. He said, go thy way, the devil's gone out of her because of your faith. He just gives a directive. No prayers, just give directives. Healing a deaf man with a speech impediment. That's in Mark 7. He comes to the region of Decapolis, and he put his fingers in this man's ears, and he spat and touched his tongue, and then looking up into heaven, he sighed, and he said, be opened. Be opened. Feeding of the 4,000, and that's in, this is 25, this is Matthew 15 and Mark 8. And same thing, he just broke it and gave it to the disciples, and he just fed them. There was no prayer other than thanking God for the bread. 26, healing of a blind man. This is in Mark 8. He spit on his eyes, and he put his hands on his eyes again. Or he spit on his eyes and asked the man, could he see? He didn't pray for him, he just spit on his eyes. Don't none of y'all spit on Homer's eyes. Amen. I give Homer permission. Listen, if you spit on his eyes and he's not healed immediately, now I'm not talking about 6 months. Jesus healed him. It happened right then. If you spit on his eyes, I give Homer permission to spit on you. Okay? And he will. Hallelujah. He spit on his eyes, and then the man, he said, can you see? And he said, well, I see, but I can't quite, I see like figures, but like men walking like trees. It's fuzzy. And he just laid his hands on him, didn't put his hands on him, his eyes again, didn't say anything. He just laid his hands on him, and the man said, I see clearly. Hallelujah. Healing of a man born blind. This is in John 9. All he did was he made mud of his spit and put it on his eyes, and he said this is to change the whole situation. Go wash your eyes in the pool. Has he prayed for anybody yet? Not one person has. All he's done in all these healings is give directives. What does a king do? A king gives directives. When you're called to go do something, don't ask God to do it. You do it. You've got the authority. I appreciate getting a few amens. I know, hey, come on, man. This ain't nothing. Healing of a demonic boy. This is in Matthew 17, Mark 9, and Luke 9. All he said in that, this is when he comes down off of the mount, okay, and the disciples are trying to cast him out. All he said to change that whole situation is, you dumb and deaf spirit, come out of him and don't come back again. That's pretty cool. Catching a fish with a coin in its mouth. That's the directive he gave to pay his taxes. He didn't even pray to pay his taxes. He just told Peter, go catch a fish, pull it out, pull the money out of his mouth, and pay your taxes and mine. Okay. 30. The amens are getting wee. Come on, guys. Hallelujah. Y'all need to get in bed earlier. 30. Healing a blind man and a mute demoniac. Matthew 12 and Luke 11. In this, it just says he cast him out. 31. Healing a woman with an 18 years of infirmity. This is the woman that was bent over. All he said was, he didn't say, y'all elders, bring her over here. I want to lay hands on her and pray for her. He didn't do that. He just said, woman, as a king, I'm making an announcement to you thou art loose. This is what I rule today. I loose you. Now, the only thing we got to tag on this is I loose you in Jesus' name. Stop praying for people.
You warned us to pray for people last year.
Stop praying for people and heal them. Some of y'all are trying to process this. But you know that it's truth. You know it's truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 32, healing a man with dropsy. All he said was to him, he didn't say anything to that man. He just held him. He let him go, stepped back, and he was healed. Healing of 10 lepers. All he said, he didn't say, I'm going to pray for you. Come here. I'll pray to God. Oh, Father, I'm asking you. All he said was, when he saw him and they asked for help, he said, go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifice which Moses, and as they went, they were all healed. He gave a directive. The raising of Lazarus, what changed that? He never talked to God about it. The only thing is he said, I'm thanking you, Lord, that you're hearing what I'm about to say. That's all. And then the whole thing to raise the dead was, he said, Lazarus, come forth, or Lazarus, come out. He gave a directive. 35, healing of a blind Bartimaeus. He said to him, this is what changed it. Go home. Your faith has made you well. And cursing the fig tree, natural elements. All he said was, let no fruit grow on you now and forever. This is the ruling of the king. Henceforth and forever, you're dead. And the disciples were like, the next day they come by and that thing was dead from the root. He restored a severed ear right at the end of the Garden of Gethsemane. And he just reached up and put the ear back on. Resurrection is a miracle, but there was nothing. The catching of after his resurrection, the catching of the great number of fish, you know, when he was seeing them after the resurrection. And all he said was that, is he said, cast your net on the right side of the boat. Hallelujah. Is this good stuff or what? Closed. Never pray for anyone to be healed. Never pray to God for anyone to be healed. This sounds kind of, it takes a little bit for your brain to process it. When you start talking to God about healing someone, you are wasting your time and his. It is absolutely does no good at all. Why? Because in his mind, it already has been done. He is waiting on you to exercise the directive or the authority of a king. And I read to you what T.L. Osborne said. And of course, we concluded by saying, but that was Jesus. But we said, that's Jesus. But all he ever said was, just tag this on in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. We need to stop making it hard. Push the easy button. Stop. You say, Pastor, you've taught us to pray for years. Keep praying tongues. Keep praying. There's some things I don't know. Now, when it comes to healing and stuff, you never, ever pray if it be thy will, right? We understand that. Now, there are still some things like, you know, if somebody says, what about this land, or if I look at this or that, a lot of times I don't know his will. There is a proper, Lord, I'm not sure. If it be your will, show me, should I purchase that, or what about this car? But when it comes to healing, deliverance, that stuff's done. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you for your great grace in this day. We're asking you to bless, Lord, are your people as they go today, blessings and glory and honor. Let these words sink deep into our hearts. Bless us. Bring us back again tonight. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.